In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Brothers and sisters, today we have a very important question, and that is the most important part of this gospel, the question that the demons ask, but it is preserved because it is the question that is also asked of us. We must answer this question daily. We're going to look at that, but in a moment we'll look at that. I want to tell you a few things about demons to make sure you understand. Demons are fallen angels that hate God. They hate God because they want to have the worship that is due God given to them. And so they're full of anger and bitterness. They're very intelligent spiritual creatures. And they hate man because man is made in the image of God and will be glorified with God in the end. And so they hate us, and they do everything they can to make us fall into the pit with them, even to the point of, in some cases, possession of a person, living within a person, one or many demons, and controlling some or all of their actions. And so when Jesus came to these two men who were possessed by demons, they were in a pitiable state. Why they were possessed, one cannot really determine. There are different reasons for demon possession. Certainly, willful long-term sin leaves us open to demon possession. Sometimes the sin of people around us can leave us open to demon possession. We need not be afraid of being possessed by demons if we are struggling to follow the commandments, to love God, to pray. Then we need not be afraid of the demons, because the demons' time is coming. They've already lost. They're aware that they have lost. And in fact, they show this to Jesus when he comes to them, because they know that he is going to take them out of those pigs, and they're afraid. So they say, hast thou come to torment us before the time? They're begging him not to send them into the pit where they will be forever. So of course our Lord, being all powerful, having power over all things, including demons, was able with just a word to tell them to go. Excuse me, they weren't in the swine. They were in, the man. But they went into the swine. They wanted to still have something to possess. And we see the power, the brutality, the senseless rage of the demons, in that when they went into the pigs couldn't stand it. The pigs went insane. And they did something that no sane animal would do. They ran down the cliff and jumped off it, fell off it, tumbled off it into the sea below, and drowned. So that's a little bit about demons. Some of people who call themselves Christians actually don't believe demons exist. They do, absolutely. There is a warfare going on that is constant. And it is a terrible war because it's not visible to us. Of course, if someone comes after us with gun and with grenade, then we would be afraid. We would hide ourselves, or we would defend ourselves, or we would have some sort of strategy. The demons come against us, but they come against us invisibly, mostly acting upon our passions and the passions of others. Now let's get to the question. That's the most important part of this sermon, of this reading. In fact, if you don't understand this question, I'd say that, or if you don't recognize that it's a question for you, then you're in peril. Because this is a question you must answer daily. The demon said, "What have we to do with thee, O Jesus, thou Son of David?" Actually, they called him Son of God. That's a question you must ask too. Because we're Christians. So what have we to do with Jesus? If we're Christians, how are we to act? How are we to live? The question is answered negatively by this selection. Because the reason the people of the Gergesenes saw the great light and then wanted to have it snuffed out and have it leave them, the reason they did that is because their daily life left no room for God. They were Jews. They were raising pigs. That was illegal. It was against the law. But like so many other things, pigs being illegal fetched a good price, not only to other Jews, but to the Gentiles. And so they raised pigs and made a lot of money. And when their prophet was gone, they were afraid. They were afraid because they could see that it was an act of God that made their pigs go away. And they were terrified. So instead of answering that question, which was being addressed to them, now what are you going to do with Jesus? Instead of answering that question, they just wanted him to go away. Because they were afraid of him. Because they wanted to get on with their life. The major way in which you are going to answer this question, what have we to do with thee, O Jesus, thou Son of God, is how you live. What's important to you? Just look at your life. What's important to you? What are your ambitions? What are your priorities? The way we live our life is going to determine whether or not we save our souls. And this question must be uppermost in our minds. I don't mean that you have to think it every day. That's too complicated. It has to be deep within you. You have to realize with every breath you take that everything you have is because of God's mercy. And that you are a Christian and baptized in the church because of his mercy. And that you owe him something. You owe him your love and your obedience. And you must strive in everything you do to find a way to show your love and to be obedient. So one could say that everything we do in life is an answer to this question. The people of the Gergesenes showed us the wrong way to answer it. To ask Jesus to leave because he has exposed something in us that we don't want to see. Now perhaps we're not like that. Perhaps we don't want to have Jesus out of our lives. There are people that are like that. I'm sure you've met them. I've met people who are not only, not believers in God, but really they're against belief in God. They're not atheists, they're anti-theists, because they see something in God that they don't want to submit to. So we're not like that. But we are living oftentimes in a way that is not according to who Jesus is. So we're answering these questions like the people of the Gergesenes, just going on with our lives. Most people are going to go to hell because in a quiet way. They're just not going to love God very much. And they're not going to know much of him. And then they're going to die. And they're going to find out that he came to them. He was in their midst. And they rejected him. I think that applies to most Orthodox Christians. Because we are those wheat and the tares also that are in the parable. The wheat will grow and bear fruit. But the tares, they will grow and then they will be cut up and they'll be burned. And those tares and the wheat, they're in the church. If you go to church and you look around, there's tares and wheat. Which one of us is wheat and which one of us is a weed? We don't know yet. So let's answer this question properly every day, brothers and sisters. This question is being asked to you all the time. It's answered in the way you live your life, in the small things you do. Do you pray? Do you pray only occasionally? Is your Bible dusty? Do you know more about some pop star than you know about the Epistle to the Romans? Is church just an occasional thing for you? Do you rarely commune or confess? Check yourself. See whether or not you're answering this question by saying, Lord, I want to be with thee. I want to obey thee. I want to be perfected by thee. May God help you in your daily life to answer this question in a way that will save your soul. Amen.